helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for February 7th, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find a link on our website at welchwrite.com/career. That's welchwrite.com/career. Today's show, from the archives, Making a List, first published August 13, 2004. No matter the focus of your high-tech career, there's always too much to be done. This computer is broken, the network is down, several pieces of software are already out of date. When there's so much pressing business, though, you can easily lose sight of exactly what needs to be done. You spend your time racing from crisis to crisis and never get a sense of the big wave that's about to crash over you. It may sound odd to ask you to develop a master list of every known problem or issue when you feel like the world is crumbling around you, but that's exactly what I'm asking you to do. You need to take 10 minutes, an hour, a day, even a complete weekend to get a grip on everything that's clamoring for your time. Without a comprehensive list of everything, you have no good idea what problems need the most attention. Like medical triage, you need to take the most urgent cases first, without neglecting those problems that need care eventually. You can't triage effectively unless you have a clear idea of all problems and their individual needs. Your attempt to solve a large, long-term problem will always be thwarted if you don't put out, or at least slow down, the smaller fires first. This is especially true if you're responsible for leading a team of workers. There's no way to effectively manage a team if you don't know what needs to be done. Without a master list, your team will be pulling in 100 different directions because, just like you, they have no concept of the big picture. It's your job to create the big picture, then match your people to the effort where they can have the most effect. Sure, your hardware guy can troubleshoot some software problems, but your software expert could probably do it in a fraction of the time. The master list allows you to not just throw a person at the problem, but actually throw the right person at the right problem. So, what goes into a good master list? Simple. Everything. Everyone on your team, from intern to director VP, should take a set amount of time and dump all their concerns into their word processor. I think this is best done separately, allowing each person to focus on his or her major concerns before getting the team together. Hopefully, in this way, they won't censor themselves as much and truthfully relate what needs to be done. Creating these lists electronically, even as a simple document, will speed the next step, consolidation and triage. Gather up all the individual lists and start scanning them for critical items. These are problems that could directly affect productivity, financial stability, or the very stability of your job. These items should jump out at you. Don't be surprised, though, if you come across a few problems you've never noticed. Your staff can often keep the worst problems to themselves, hoping to figure out a solution before they have to come to you. As you go through the list, start establishing some priorities. These don't have to be perfect. They're only to give you a starting point. Move the text around in the document and float the critical problems to the top and the less critical ones towards the bottom. As you perform this triage, problems will start to sort themselves out very quickly. When you've done one or two passes through the list, it's time to get everyone together. Get everyone involved a copy of the master list, no matter how long it may be. Get it to them a few days ahead of any meeting you might schedule, and give them the task of adjusting or annotating any of your priorities. Should number 130 be above number 50? Should the accounting project be given a lower priority? This process will take some time, but once you establish the top 10 problems, you're ready for the next step. Take these top 10, or top 5. Pick one, and get to work. Don't worry about the others until you feel you have some handle on this most important problem. It may sound impossible to focus on one issue so relentlessly when people are clamoring for your time, but I guarantee you that the progress you'll make will be worth it. Once you feel like that issue is working towards some sort of solution, then you can move on to number 2, and so on. As you work through this process, you'll start to see a trend. As you start to handle some of the larger issues facing you and your department, the smaller issues will start to take care of themselves. Too often, the small issues are merely symptoms of the larger ones. Focusing on one major problem solves more than that problem. It clears up the symptoms that the problem was causing. In the never-ending race of day-to-day crisis management, you can easily lose sight of the big picture. Taking the time to survey exactly what you need to do will let you be more productive and focus on the issues that really should be holding your attention. Don't let distractions and crisis limit your effectiveness and the direction of your career. This Friday on Career Opportunities, how is your career story changing over time? Would you read a story or novel where, at the end, nothing had changed? Would you feel anything for a character who's learned nothing over the course of the book? Would you read the next book in the series? I think not. The fact is, change is what makes a great story. If you aren't changing, both personally and professionally, why should anyone care about your career? Available February 9th, 2007. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our reader-listener line at 206-338-5832. Again, that's 206-338-5832. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. Career Opportunities is a member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com and the LA Podcasters at lapodcasters.com. Experience podcasting with a Southern California style. Check out the LA Podcasters. Entertainment, news, technology, and more. LAPodcasters.com.